You mentioned exercise, but said that you didn't really learn anything about exercise during your training. So when did the awareness of the importance of exercise dawn upon you?
It was really emphasised during the training that we received from Dr. Zeilin. And although we felt that it had a bearing on the control of diabetes, its importance was brought home during the training. And we were encouraged to do a formal assessment of the patient's exercise at the time of initial assessment, and then to begin to talk about exercise and the relationship between exercise, diet, and blood sugar with the patients. We always felt that it was much more important with the type 1 diabetics, who'd got to try and maintain glycemic control between varying levels of exercise and a fixed diet and fixed doses of insulin. So we tended to concentrate on our exercise efforts on the type 1 diabetics. Later in the development of our mini clinics, we began to realise that it was much more important for type 2 diabetics, particularly in the early phase of their illness, and particularly as most of them weren't getting significant amounts of exercise at presentation.
But when you described the jobs of your patients, they sounded as though they involved a great deal of exercise. So why did the exercise cease?
I think because the vast majority of men had worked physically very hard. When they reached retirement, they felt that they were due for a rest, and consequently their exercise levels fell dramatically, and they became quite sedentary, and their social lives tended to revolve around the local pub or club, getting very little exercise at all.